Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you want to help someone else change? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can tackle this. Thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. Make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional bonus point for you then. So for me, I used to get really frustrated as a kid. I can remember, like, why does so-and-so not agree with me on the opinion of that movie? Or why does so-and-so say this about that video game? And I just used to get really angry that people didn't agree the same things with me. Even when I went into uni, when people had different opinions from me, it was really frustrating. And as I grew older, I learned that actually you can't control other people. Now that sounds obvious. When we're present in the emotion, when we're really in the emotion though, it's very difficult to sometimes separate us from that. The thing is, we cannot control other people. And often when we want to be justified or want someone to agree with us, sometimes or more often than not, it's because we haven't truly given ourselves that validation that we're agreeing with what we're saying or that we don't believe in ourselves enough. So therefore, we look to others to validate what we're saying. We look to others to try and get them to make that change or change their opinion to think what we think, as opposed to being solid in that foundation of believing what we do and being proud of who we are. Now, I want to really explore the topic of getting someone else to change because I see this talked about a lot. And actually, I've got a good friend who's really been supportive for me. And she was saying about actually supporting her partner the other day and not forcing her partner to change, but being the example for her husband in order to make that change. So ask yourself, how is it serving you? How's it serving you trying to get other people to force a change? Is it really working? Does it create a better relationship or a worse relationship? Be honest about it. It didn't help me. I used to fall out of people when I was trying to get them to change. You can't make anybody change. You have to be the example for yourself. So let's go into this. How can you influence someone else to come along on the journey where you're at? So the first point before I dive in, well, this is kind of pre the first points. Again, just to emphasize again, you cannot control another person. You cannot control other people. Only you can control you. Okay, so let's go through these. The first thing is know your values. Life is a lot easier to live. Not that I'm saying life is going to be easy to live all the time. You know, we have our ups and downs. You've got to know your values. What is it you value? Do you value personal growth? Do you value health? Do you value family? Do you value friends? Do you value money? Do you value sport? What do you value? And it could be a mixture of all of those things. Okay. What is it you value? Don't look at other people and what are their values. What are your values? And then start writing down how you're going to start living by your values. And if you're really stuck for thinking, okay, what are my values? Just go on Google and search a load of values and think which ones resonate with you. The second one, focus on feeling good, not the outcome, not other people, not situations. Focus on feeling good within yourself. Because when you start doing that, it starts creating this magnetic energy around you. And people will start the right kind of people will start gravitating towards you more and see you as an example. I've certainly experienced this in my life. I started a podcast because it makes me feel good because I like doing it. I like sharing messages. And I've seen lots of people come to me now and go, wow, I love your podcast. It's really helped me. Or people come to me and say, I've been inspired to start my podcast as well, or their podcast. So focus on feeling good and do what makes you feel good. And sometimes something that logically would make sense for us to do doesn't necessarily resonate or feel good with us in the inside. So if you're trying to do a load of things to make someone change that you don't really align with, then it's going to make your life a whole lot difficult. You've got to focus on feeling good and doing what makes you good. And then it gives others permission to do the same. And then the third one is just be the example. Be the example of what you want to feel, what you want to lead. If someone was to say something about you or what great stuff you would like to see in the world, be the example of it. Because when we start showing up as that example, again, we give others permission to do the same. And this is a very short and simple one, and that is it. You've just got to be the example. You've got to know your values. You've got to focus on feeling good. Because when you do those things, you'll allow other people to do the same. You can't change someone else. You can only influence others by being your best self. And if some people can't get on board on that and they can't follow you on that, then maybe it's time to cut them out of your life. Not, it doesn't have to be in a negative or toxic way. Just you want to attract the right people into your life. And you can't create someone else to change. You can only give them the path and the tools to do so. You are only responsible for yourself. Okay, so an extra tip for today that I wanted to really share with you. Look at your beliefs. Start looking at actually why do you want someone else to change? What is it specifically that you want to make them change? Okay. And get a bit curious of it. When you can become more self-aware, that's going to allow you to understand what perhaps maybe there's one or two insecurities there that are trying to create this drive to get someone else to change rather than focusing on what you can control, which is you. So just get curious with it. Why do you want someone to change so much? Okay. And then ask yourself, am I really responsible for them changing? Okay, so that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.